Hello to our web listeners and welcome to our podcast at the Missouri Review. I'm Katie Didden and wanted to announce that we're extending the deadline for our Jeffrey Smith Editor's Prize this year to this Friday, October 5th, so please send in your entries. Today I'm talking with Jude Nutter, who won our Editor's Prize in 2004 in poetry. Welcome, Jude.
Thank you very much.
So tell me, how did you hear about our contest?
I'm familiar with the Missouri Review, and I'm a subscriber, probably as most, or a lot of poets and writers are, to Poets and Writers magazine. And I read their deadlines every month, and I think that's where I first heard about it, was in the Poets and Writers magazine.
Great. What was it like to hear that you'd won?
That's a hard question to answer because, of course, you're absolutely thrilled to win anything as a writer, to have that sort of acknowledgement, and particularly from the Missouri Review, which has such a great reputation. In fact, I was at work today, and I mentioned that I was doing this to, I'm doing some work over at one of the hospitals in St. Paul, and I mentioned it to a nurse that I was coming back to do this podcast, and with the Missouri Review, and he was, "Oh, the Missouri Review, I know the Missouri Review." So everybody knows the Missouri Review. So it was sort of prestigious, a prestigious award, and for it to be the Larry Levis Prize as it was, I'm a great fan of his work, so that was thrilling. And the particular poems that were chosen were particular favorites of mine that I was working on when I was out in California for a short time. Sort of written around the same period, so to have that particular group chosen was really important for me. They were significant poems for me personally, so it was a thrill.
Oh, great. And another question that people might want to know is, how did you spend the money that you won?
The money, as a writer, money is time. So I'm a freelance teacher, self-employed. So I do residencies, I take on different projects here and there in the Twin Cities, so I could basically cut back for a month on the kind of work that I took and just devote some time to writing. So basically it equaled out into the money was time, and I spent more focused time on my work, which was just a luxury.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Besides the prize money, what were some other benefits to winning the contest?
Well, of course, the acknowledgement, you know, that your work has been chosen over so many other fabulous writers out there and has been acknowledged and is in print. And the exposure, I have come across many people who've actually said, "Oh, I read your work in the Missouri Review," or "I read this poem," particularly Horses seems to be a favorite. But a lot of people have mentioned they've seen it in the Missouri Review. So that particular kind of exposure. And I always find that these things, for me at least, come at a time in my life when I'm maybe going through a sort of creative self-doubt, or I'm wondering what I'm doing with my work, and something like this comes along, and it for me it serves as sort of a reminder. It's like a little, I call it a nudge from the universe, that I'm doing the right thing. So this was definitely one of those moments for me.
Wonderful. And what have you been up to since that publication? What are you working on right now?
Well, my second collection came out, which I think you're aware that these poems are in, The Curator of Silence, which just actually won the Minnesota Book Award this year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. That came out with the University of Notre Dame Press. They're currently reading a third manuscript. And I'm working actually on a series of poems. I grew up, even though I was born in England, I grew up in Germany till I was 15. And the house I grew up in, the building I grew up in, was once part of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, believe it or not.
Oh my gosh.
And I've got back into historical records and found out that there were over 800 Polish Jews and gypsies that were actually imprisoned in this building, and I've been back to Germany since. I went back last year for the first time in 30 years and to do some research and actually go back to the house and go back to Bergen-Belsen. And I'm going back next year as well. and I'm working on a series of poems about what it was like to grow up there, because, of course, all my formative years were spent there till I was 15, and I had a fantastic time there. I loved it. But it was also, I'm really aware of the sort of dynamic of growing up, having happy childhood memories, but as you grow older, and particularly as you become a teenager, becoming aware of history and politics and becoming aware of actually where I was living. I used to ride my bike and play in the, around the mass graves of Bergen-Belsen. You know, and Anne Frank is somewhere in one of those graves. Mm. So I had this sort of growing awareness of this horror along with this incredibly happy childhood running around. And I think this has become a real focus now for my next collection, sort of looking back and trying to understand what that meant for me, looking back as an adult on that particular time.
Well, we'll look forward to reading it. Sounds like it's an amazing project.
It is. It's a difficult project to work on. I mean, it's quite emotional, and going back was just amazing. Mm. It's part of a British military base now, and I was a guest there of the British military and did some work there in the school, sort of on a volunteer basis, because basically they let me stay there for nothing. They put me up in the officer's mess and gave me access to all these buildings and the museum, and took me on tours of buildings that are actually closed to regular people. That belongs, you know, have this incredible history that were used by the Germans before and during the war, and then by the British after the war, and of course it's all tangled up with Bergen-Belsen as well. So there's a lot of material.
Absolutely. Well, do you have any words of wisdom for those who are submitting to the contest this year, this week?
Words of wisdom. Oh my God. just do it, as Nike say. Unless they Nike on the radio on the podcast. just keep submitting. You send it out and you get so many rejections, and don't be discouraged. Just keep focused on your own vision, because nobody else has a vision like yours. And I would just say, just keep submitting, and certainly keep submitting, not just for competitions but for general publication too. You know, I think it's a mistake to stay completely just focused on submitting for contests. I submit to other things too, as well as contests, but to just keep going, because you know, somebody has to do it. I was just reading Raymond Carver, and he talks about every poem being a love poem. You know, that sort of generosity of writing and sending your work out is so important.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a treat to speak with you today. Thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you so much for asking me.
Okay, take care.